Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, who is helping to fund the restoration of Sousa Mendes's house in Portugal, and what will the house be used for? Aristides de Sousa Mendes was the Portuguese Consul General in the French city of Bordeaux during World War II. As an act of conscience, he defied the orders of Portuguese dictator Salazar's regime by issuing visas and passports to an undetermined number of refugees fleeing Nazi Germany, including Jews. For this, he was severely punished by his government and died in poverty in 1954. In 1966, he was among the first to be named Righteous Among the Nations by Yad Vashem, the Israeli Holocaust Authority. The Sousa Mendes Foundation was founded in 2010 and is dedicated to honoring the memory of Sousa Mendes. It's also engaged in a worldwide search for families who escaped the Holocaust through Portugal. We spoke with Dan Subotnick, who teaches at the Touro College Law Center in Central Islip, New York, and is a member of the board of directors of the Sousa Mendes Foundation. He told us about the life and work of Sousa Mendes and what the foundation is doing to preserve his legacy. Thank you very, very much for speaking with us today, Dan. Could you tell us first a little bit about Sousa Mendes, who he was, and what he did?
Sousa Mendes was a diplomat for the government of Portugal, served in many places around the world, including San Francisco in the United States, and found himself in 1940 as consul in Bordeaux. At that time, there were a lot of refugees from Belgium, Holland, who had been moving south after the invasion of the northern countries by the Nazis, and kept on going south. And many of them ended up in Bordeaux, hoping that they'd find safety, but of course they didn't. And I mean, these were people who came, you know, were living on the streets, trying to survive what they knew would be a death sentence for them if the Nazis caught them. There was enough information around to scare the daylights out of them. Sousa Mendes was the Portuguese consul. He was under orders by the government of Salazar not to allow Jews into Portugal. Portugal was theoretically a safe space. It was by no means a democracy, but no one is being persecuted except for enemies of the regime, and the Jews were smart enough not to be enemies of the regime. So they were looking for some kind of escape. Portugal does not border France, and so they had to get approval of the Spanish government to go through Spain. Maybe it's a five-hour trip through Spain by car to Portugal. And Sousa Mendes defied his own government as an act of conscience and decided to give out visas willy-nilly to anybody who showed up. This happened gradually as he realized what was going on in Poland and in other parts of Europe. Information which we think came from his brother, his twin brother, who was a consul in Warsaw. That's where the heart of the beast was. And so he must have gotten information, and he realized he had to do something. He just could not let these people be caught and put to death. So he, as an act of conscience, simply defied his government and gave out visas. We're not sure how many. We've recorded about 3,000. Presumably there were more, and saved a lot of lives.
I understand, and this is, I think, very interesting, that he was a very, very devout Catholic, and what he did was sort of from a very moral sense, a religious sense.
Yes, we're not entirely clear out of what sense it was, but he was a devout Catholic. You go to his home today, the remnants of his home today, something we can talk about later, and you'll see a huge cross on the grounds. So, we think he was a devout Catholic. On the other hand, not too devout, I suppose you could say, because he did have a long-standing relationship with another woman. He had 14 children with his wife, and then another child with a companion. Not that that's so unusual in a Catholic country, but, you know, it's not the letter of the law, the letter of the spirit of the law.
How did you become interested in him?
I didn't know anything about him until about 3 years ago, when I got a call. I mean, I knew there was a Portuguese connection, that I knew. And I got a call from someone who was a visa recipient, asking me whether I knew about the story. And I said, no. And he asked me whether I had my parents' passports. At the time, I said no. I only discovered them later. So he told me the story. And told me that my father and mother's name were on a manifest of a ship, and also on a register of visas given by Sousa Mendes. And as a result, I was likely saved as through the efforts of Sousa Mendes.
That's amazing. He found you, no?
Well, I don't know that it's amazing, because, I mean, they did keep records, and they were not complete records, but you can find records today. Cultural centers, or maybe it's the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, I'm not sure, so Ministry of State, in Portugal, you can see a registry, which is now protected, with all the names of the visa recipients. So it wasn't so surprising. I mean, you know, this would have been important for the government to keep a record of, and they did.
So can you tell us about the foundation?
The foundation was established, I don't know, let's say 5 years ago. I've been part of the foundational efforts for 3 years. I joined the board a year ago. The foundation is devoted to promoting the memory and the incredible heroic acts of Sousa Mendes. Sousa Mendes paid a fearsome price. He died young, 59 years old. He was impoverished the last 10 years of his life. Nobody would talk to him. He got no pension. They deprived him of his pension, although he had worked for many years for the diplomatic corps of Portugal. He basically ended up burning doors to stay warm in his house. He couldn't get his kids into school, so his kids scattered to the four corners of the earth. He had 14 kids and then another one with another lady. Almost all of them are in other countries, the United States, France, some in Portugal, England, South America. They're all over the place.
So who started the foundation and where was it?
The foundation was incorporated in Washington. We had a member of our Sousa Mendes community who was very active, and he took it upon himself to incorporate or to have incorporated Sousa Mendes Foundation in Washington State, and he decided it was too taxing for him, and so it was picked up, the leadership was picked up by Olivia Mattis, who is a granddaughter of a recipient. She's president and works basically full-time. I think 7 members of her family, not just her immediate line, but also collaterals were saved by Sousa Mendes, and they all came to the United States, or most of them came to the United States, and it, you know, it's become her raison de vivre to be here as head of the foundation.
So the foundation is in the United States,
is it? In the United States, it's now headquartered in Greenlawn, New York.
Are there branches in other countries, in Portugal or anywhere else?
There are no branches, but we have an international membership, and so no, we don't need branches. But 2 of the directors live outside the country. One is the grandson of Sousa Mendes, a grandson of Sousa Mendes. As I said, he had 96 grandchildren, and the other one is a devoted follower of Sousa Mendes who grew up near the town where Sousa Mendes lived.
Are members of his family in general interested?
Oh yes. Oh yes. They are interested. I got even more involved in this movement to remember Sousa Mendes when I took a trip 3 years ago. It was kind of a pilgrimage following the refugees all the way from Bordeaux through southern France, through Spain, and into Portugal, and into places where the immigrant community, the refugee community, lived in Portugal. While they were there. So it was a very intense experience with lectures, by a lot of talented, educated people. And I was just overwhelmed by this amazing story. So I decided, when I got the invitation to join the foundation, the board, that I would do it.
So what specifically is the foundation doing?
So, let's see, what are we doing? First of all, we sponsor educational efforts around the country and around the world. I gave a talk in Rhode Island. Others have given talks elsewhere. We have an educational program in New Orleans coming up. Lots of programs in Los Angeles. We've had programs at the Holocaust Memorial in Washington. We're having a program coming up at the Center for Jewish History here. We've already had a program at the Center for Jewish History where a film was shown about life for the refugees in Portugal. We have lots of programs, even more programs in Europe, because Susan Mendes lived in France. So they're more closely connected, although I'd say, and understandably, few of the families who went to Portugal came back to France because they were not allowed to stay in Portugal for the duration of the war. They came to South America, especially North America, where they established lives, and I think most of them just did not go back to France and Belgium. Some did.
Is the Portuguese government now doing anything with you? I mean, are they doing anything to promote knowledge about Sousa Mendes?
Yes, there are lots of educational efforts in Portugal. Sousa Mendes is a little bit of an ambiguous figure for them. On the one hand, you know, he's a hero. On the other hand, he defied the government's orders. So in order to turn him into a tourist attraction and into a national saint, they have to accept the fact that for many years he was not one of them. He wasn't rehabilitated for many years after his death. I think the first rehabilitation efforts took place, not in Portugal, at Yad Vashem in 1966, I believe, where he was consecrated as a righteous among the nations. 10 years later, there was some kind of rehabilitation in Portugal. 10 years after that, there was a full pardon and a rehabilitation of Sousa Mendes in Portugal. But that didn't exactly do the job. There are probably still some memories of Sousa Mendes as not being a team player. And so it took another 10 years, 15 years for that to happen. During that time, there were some films that were made, this French movie, and then there's a Portuguese movie also about him. And now there are a bunch of books in Portuguese, books in French, although a few English language books. There are articles, plenty of them, about Sousa Mendes, but few books. So there are a lot of educational efforts there on tolerance. I mean, you can see why, you know, it's more important for them to push tolerance than it is for us. They live so close to one another, and they're constantly knocking into, as they lead their lives, into people from other countries.
Well, but I imagine that after Salazar and when Portugal finally got a democracy in the mid-70s is when he would really be rehabilitated.
It's true, but it took a while after that. It was not that the next day there was a revolution. There was hope for a revolution, but it took a long time to clear out the deadwood and make room for the memory of Sousa Mendes.
So, aside from education, what are you trying to do in Portugal?
Well, so we're trying now to have, it comes under the heading of education, but it's not sending teachers to classrooms. We're trying to develop a program for educators around the world, Holocaust educators, to come to Cabanas, which is where Sousa Mendes lived. We're hoping, you asked me before about Sousa Mendes's house, and you didn't ask me, but I guess you asked me about government efforts. Well, the government is now giving money for the restoration of the house. Some of that money is coming from, a lot of the money is actually coming from the European Union. Portugal is not in a position to fund the whole thing itself, but some money is coming from Portugal, a lot of money through Portugal from the European Union. And so slowly but surely, we're rebuilding this house that had fallen into disrepair 40 years ago and more.
And so the idea is to make a museum?
To make a museum and to make a cultural center and an educational center for tolerance and for altruism.
Okay, is there anything else you would like to add that we might not have touched on?
We welcome anybody who wants to contribute to the Sousa Mendes Foundation. Just look it up online. It's easier to do. But we would appreciate it. If there are people in Spain who are interested in this, you know, we can certainly, we have the resources to come up with a program for Spaniards who are interested in the Sousa Mendez affair. It's, you know, lamentable, and undoubtedly the Spanish audience is aware of this. It's lamentable that Spain was as cold-blooded as it was, not accepting any refugees. You know, there should have been a Spanish Sousa Mendez. And in fact, I'm glad I'm reminding myself, there was somebody, not in Spain.
Szatmáris, in Hungary.
In Hungary, yes, who was a Sousa Mendez type, who was giving out visas, undoubtedly against the orders of the Spanish government. I don't know where these people went. Maybe they went to Spain. Or maybe he arranged for visas to other countries. In any event, there's a movie about this guy. Did you know that? So yes, there was I overstated the point. There was somebody like him, but nobody who operated on the same scale as Sousa Mendez.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
If you would like to know more about the Sousa Mendez Foundation or contribute to its work, please go to the link on this page. Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is English Corner @RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.